This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I was just reading something in the break where they're talking about how Roseanne Barr is going to be killed off from her own show when they do the reboot of the Conners. And they're going to have her overdose on opioids. Here's my problem with that. That's just crude and unimaginative. Network execs, why don't you have her hitch a ride with a Kennedy? Or maybe be a part of the Clinton staff. Or maybe have worked at Benghazi. At the consulate there. Why don't we do something like that? Opioid overdose. Okay. Projecting again, I get it. That's okay. Times, they are coming. Anyway, Now, the confirmation hearings for Kavanaugh are over, right? Let's take a moment and look at the recent history of appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court with an eye to the future. And let's start with Neil Gorsuch, now an associate justice. Gorsuch was nominated by Trump to succeed Antonin Scalia, who took the oath of office on April 2017. The Democrats kicked up a storm at his confirmation hearings, but it was relatively mild given the highly polarized political environment at the time. He was confirmed 54-45. The reason for this is that Gorsuch was replacing Scalia, a conservative giant on the court. And yes, the Democrats are smarting from the masterful maneuvering by McConnell to prevent Obama from appointing Scalia's successor, but they could remain semi-civil in the confirmation process because Gorsuch did not alter the court's balance. Next came the retirement of Anthony Kennedy, the infamous swing vote of the court. For his replacement, Trump selected an outstanding legal mind and judge, Brett Kavanaugh. The media has been filled with reports on the hysterics of the left, has been going through in an attempt to derail the appointment, but there's no need to rehash that here at this moment now, is there? The reason for this is that Kavanaugh is going to shift the court to the right, and that is to a more sane and originalist bent. With Kavanaugh on the court, in critical cases, votes will probably be a predictable 5-4, but if Kavanaugh were replacing, like, say, Clarence Thomas, the reaction to his nomination would not be as over-the-top and hateful as it is now. The Democrats would see this as a trade-off that they could live with. And I think you can see where this is going. The trajectory of the opposition to Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court from Gorsuch to Kavanaugh tells us what is most likely to happen when Ruth Bader Ginsburg goes. And she's likely to go sooner rather than later. Why? You're probably asking me, why, Bill? Why do you think this? Well, she's 85 years old. Second, she is in poor health. Does anybody think that's a crying shame that this woman is in this kind of position to influence our lives and she's in this bad health? She is mimicking the clinging leftist Thurgood Marshall, who spent his last days drooling from the bench. Ginsburg has been the leftist delight on the court. Her replacement by a Republican president will set the Democrats, the media, and the left on fire. The swamp creatures that crawled out of the muck to oppose Kavanaugh will seem cuddly and tame compared to when Ginsburg's replacement is facing and being named. And, you know, it would not be surprising if they resorted to systematic violence. The hysteria of the entire coalition of the left, the Democrats, the media, and the swamp will be off the charts. In a way, the Kavanaugh hearings are actually a pretty good warm-up for the Republicans. They will know what to expect times 10. But here's a crucial question. Will the Republicans have the backbone to appoint an originalist to replace Ginsburg or not? Now, I don't have any problem with Trump doing it. I'm pretty confident he would. Trump doesn't care if he's flying into the wind. He doesn't care if he's facing superior numbers. He doesn't care. He is in it for the fight. But I do worry about some of the squishes in the Senate. Now, very likely, we will see some of them will be gone. Flake will be gone, who's the most vocal one of them right now. But even Lindsey Graham is beginning to see the left for what they are. These are no longer our friends on the other side of the aisle. No, they're very far from that. Squishes in the Senate, though, they might look for a compromise candidate to placate the Democrats. They'd want input from the likes of Chuck Schumer. The best insurance against this type of backsliding would be for the GOP to increase its Senate majority in November to give the president more of a margin against the rhino backsliding. Now, I think the Senate is probably just going to stay with the Republicans. Mathematically speaking, with all the seats that the senators, the Democrats have to defend versus how many the Republicans have to defend, odds are it's going to be bad. I'm waiting to see what comes out of the House. Although the House, I'm really sort of sick of the House of Representatives. How is it that you could be in charge and not even attempt to do something? How is it that you can hold, the third line? Ryan was the third in line for the presidency in order of ascension, and he's decided to quit. Why did you get in the business to begin with, pal? Didn't you tell your constituents when you were running and you were this little, this idealistic young fellow that you wanted to get in there and fight to make a change and everything, and now you're there and you could actually make a change and you're just, you give it up. This is where you meet the true character of a politician. When they have the upper hand and they can't handle being in a performance-based profession. This is why Ryan's leaving. Ryan's leaving because he's expected to do something now. He's expected to do something. He's been trying to do it like John Boehner did it before him. And, Boehner had his moments. I mean, Boehner was a mean, tough individual when it came down to being in the trenches. But he always wanted to be kinder and gentler, too. I don't know what it is with politicians. And this is why I'm not one, because I would never... I would have all these Republicans coming up to me. Well, you just don't understand the way this works, do you? Listen, if you keep talking all this mess about us, we're just not going to let you be on any committees. Which at that point, I just take some of my salary and go hire me a publicist and get out there and say, they told me if I don't bend to their will, they're not going to let me on any committees. So I don't know how far that would go, but I mean, even the people, the ideologues that are there, I mean, Trey Gowdy was as big an ideologue as there is. Alan West, I mean, his district didn't even want him to keep trying. Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Let's not do that this time. Why can't we just be successful when we get a chance to? And Ginsburg, when she gets replaced by Trump, a lot of things that you and I worry about on a daily basis, we will have a security blanket in place that will last beyond me and you. It will last into our children's lives. Why not go for that? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Saw something the other day, and I knew this was an out-and-out lie. It's a twist on an inaccurate old anti-gun talking point that's making the rounds again on social media. On September 10th, an anti-gun public relations professional named Wendy Zipes Hunter tweeted about a purported recent trip to a drugstore. She claimed she couldn't buy Claritin D today because her driver's license just expired. Government rule. Wish the government was that strict about buying guns. Then that was it was retweeted by Fred Gutenberg, the father of one of the shooting victims in Parkland, Florida, who wrote, "Harder to buy Claritin D than a gun. No further comment needed. Just let that sink in." Now, I don't know which one is Claritin D. I buy Claritin all the time. I buy it like a grocery store. And I put it on the belt. And when I put it on the belt, it gets, I don't know if I'm getting Claritin D. But, I don't know what the deal is with that. I may be talking out of turn. I get Claritin all the time. I live in a congested state. Now, there's substantial federal rules regarding the sale of pseudoephedrine, a precursor chemical to methamphetamine production. But the Hunter and Gutenberg claims were a somewhat less egregious tweak on a series of wholly indefensible statements made by Barack Obama. But let's talk about that. Because I can assure you that retail gun sales are far more restrictive than sales of Claritin D and other products containing pseudoephedrine. On March 6, 2015, Obama told a crowd in South Carolina, "And as long as you can go into some neighborhoods and it is easier for you to buy a firearm than it is for you to buy a book, there are neighborhoods where it is easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see unnecessary violence." The Washington Post fact checker gave Barack Obama three Pinocchios for that one, and that's the Washington Post. Undeterred, on July 7, 2016, he stated in an event in Dallas, Texas, "We flood communities with so many guns that it's easier for a teenager to buy a Glock than get his hands on a computer or even a book." That got him another three Pinocchios from the same Washington Post. The matter of pseudoephedrine is a, and I was saying the wrong word, but it's ephedrine, is a bit more complicated. In relation to federal law, the distribution of medication containing pseudoephedrine is governed primarily by the Combat Methamphetamine Epidemic Act of 2005. This law requires retailers to keep products containing the chemical compound behind the pharmacy counter or in a locked container away from the direct access of customers, which means I'm not buying Claritin D, obviously. The sale of certain quantities of medications that contain pseudoephedrine is subject to a record-keeping requirement. They have to maintain a logbook of sales that contains the name and address of a purchaser, the time and date of the sale, and the product and quantity sold to the purchaser. The purchaser must present an ID card or document, which can include a driver's license, school identification card, voter's registration card, and they're required to sign the logbook, and the retailer must maintain the record of the sale for at least 2 years. A retailer cannot sell more than 3.6 grams of pseudoephedrine on a single day or more than 9 grams in a 30-day period under most circumstances. Sales of less than 60 milligrams are not subject to the record-keeping requirement. State laws on the sale of pseudoephedrine vary significantly. As of 2015, Connecticut, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and Rhode Island did not have state laws concerning distribution of the substance. In contrast, Mississippi and Oregon require a prescription to buy drugs containing pseudoephedrine. Some states have created an age requirement of 16 or 18 to purchase the drug. Now then, to purchase a gun from an FFL, this requires that the prospective buyer present a valid identification document of the transferee containing a photograph of the transferee, a document made or issued by or under the authority of the United States government, a state, political subdivision of a state, a sponsoring entity of an event designated as a special event of national significance, a foreign government, political subdivision of a foreign government, an international governmental or international quasi-governmental organization, which, when completed with information concerning a particular individual, is of a type intended or commonly accepted for the purpose of identification of individuals. In some cases, that is just a long-winded way of saying passport. Now, Hunter would not have been able to purchase a firearm if she had presented her expired driver's license to an FFL. The ATF has made it clear that it, as it relates to firearm purchases, if the law of the state that issued the driver's license provides that the driver's license is invalid due to any reason, or like it's expired or is no longer valid due to an unreported change of address, then the driver's license may not be used for identification purposes. Then you have to fill out the 4473, which continues to get longer and longer and longer. This requires you to list your name, place of birth, current address, date of birth, height, weight, and race. And you have two questions on race. It also has a series of questions to determine if the prospective buyer is prohibited from possessing a firearm, all of which, by the way, it doesn't actually do because you can answer it any way you want. And FFL is required to use the information provided by the 4473 to query the Federal Bureau of Investigations, NICS, to determine if the FBI does not have any records indicating the purchaser is prohibited from possessing a gun. As for age restrictions, it states that FFLs are prohibited from selling or delivering any firearm or ammunition to any individual who the licensee knows or has reasonable cause to believe is less than 18 years of age. And if the firearm or ammunition for a shotgun or rifle to any individual who the licensee knows or has reasonable cause to believe is less than 21 years of age. There's several categories of individuals from possessing firearms, so, and these include anyone who's been convicted of a crime, fugitives from justice, unlawful users of controlled substances, those adjudicated as a mental defective or committed to a mental institution, and those convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. Federal law governing the retail sale of firearms is more liberal than the pseudoephedrine scheme is in one respect. Federal law does not ration the number of firearms a law-abiding individual may purchase in a given period of time. But if you buy multiple handguns to a single purchaser within five consecutive business days, that is subject to a further record-keeping requirement. Now, back when the Post admonished Obama for comparing gun sales to produce, he noted, "The gun debate is serious enough that it should not be poisoned by exaggerated claims and close statistics." And they're right. They are right. The Hunter and Gutenberg's inaccurate statements may not have been as ridiculous as the former president's, but they're definitely not a yardstick on honesty. Definitely not. Did I say definitely not? It just tickles me. It just tickles me to think about it. These guys are something else. Something else altogether. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
What's left of Hurricane Florence continues to dump heavy rain from the mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley, and it's heading to the northeast. The death toll is nearly two dozen, and it could go higher with widespread flooding and rivers that continue to rise. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
For many parts of North Carolina, the danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest. And they will for days. I urge you, if you don't have to drive, stay off the roads, particularly south of US 64. Don't drive around barricades. We're seeing this happen now, and the result is not good.
The State Transportation Department says more than 1,100 roads are closed from the mountains to the coast because of the flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio studio.
Behind you,
this is Lock and Load.
Don't look back. You've been there. See the mist is your friend.
Mark Antony declares in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. And all of this, by the way, coming from the desk of David Kodrio. Those familiar with the play understand the subtlety of the oratory and its hidden political purposes. And there are political parallels now that Republican Senator John McCain has passed, with Democrats signaling their admiration for the man, the guy, whatever. And it's really not for me to speak ill of the dead. McCain's record in life was clear, and I had differences with him. And there were many, and I've expressed them before, and I will continue to express them. He was more productive for the purpose of defending against some of those differences to look at what his ostensible political opponents, his friends across the aisle and in the media, are saying about him now. Barack Obama recalled a shared fidelity to something higher. Joe Lieberman lost a dear friend. Joe Biden will miss him dearly. Bill and Hillary Clinton noted he frequently put partisanship aside to do what he thought was best for the country and was never afraid to break the mold if it was the right thing to do. The New York Times called him a last lion of the Senate, a title previously bestowed on the death of another McCain friend, Senator Edward Kennedy. Similar tributes appear in all the major papers. MSNBC remembered the maverick of the Senate, compiling recollections from, among others, Reverend Al Sharpton and conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. As with the newspapers, all the major networks had similar fond memories with similar controlled opposition. That's just normal, though, right? People, you know, at times like these, people put aside their differences. They want to do the right thing, the polite thing. Say something nice. Say something good. Find something good to say. But if you believe in that, then you don't believe opportunists are out out there trying to manipulate a perception in order to advance an agenda. Do you think we'd find all kinds of critical remembrances if the politician being memorialized were Donald Trump? Do you think any would be in your face about it being happy he was dead? What they say and do for public consumption comes down to power. And the problem here is that this is a lesson that the Republicans continue to not learn, to not assimilate, they don't take it in. They don't look at things and say, "Ah, I see." Every time they make a concession and a surrender point on guns, what happens? Well, it's not going far enough, and the civilian disarmament zealots always come back. They're always demanding more. And they paint anyone who stands in their way as an extremist. Now, they're not going to appreciate the fact that you compromise with them. They'll take it. They'll take it temporarily. But their quest to have it all continues. And to apply the politics of personal destruction against anyone who stands in their way, they'll do that to make sure they take it all. Case in point, let's look at how actress and activist Hayden Panettiere regarded John McCain at a Funny or Die video. And there's been a lot of attempts to scrub it from the internet, but it's still posted for now. The underlying message was McCain was too conservative, too unethical, and too dangerous. In fact, the political equivalent of a carcinogen. This is what they're saying about him. While I was sitting there thinking he was way too moderate, and that was me being nice. But if they thought that about him, what do they think about you? What do they think about Trump? What do they think about me? Huh. But listen, I know the answer to this already. I'm an extremist. I'm a hater. Go ask the Southern Poverty Law Center. And one of the things that one of the new memes out there is that hate speech isn't free speech. So we'll either be ignored or we'll also be increasingly locked out of social media platforms. But the joke's on them on that one, for me especially, because they can lock me out of all the social media platforms, but they can't deplatform me here. I still stay here. It still goes on and on and on. For now, those praising Caesar to advance their own ends are extolling his virtues for reasons beyond good manners. But they're going to look at this and say, this is the McCain is the way we should be. Anybody outside this calculated boundary is going to be anti-government. One of the things that in the course of me building this show and everything, I have enlisted the aid of various marketers, of various people, to try to help me monetize this show so that I can, do the show, because I can't just do the show and exist in a vacuum. I've got, I got to pay for a car and I got to eat. I got the whole air food thing happening. So I have to be able to make a living at it, right? So along the way, I have been chastised by many for not having more of a social media presence. Except social media didn't exist for me or for you 15, 20 years ago. 15 or 20 years ago, we didn't care about having an online place where we could meet all of our friends, and we didn't care about being able to send out a thing in 140 characters or less. YouTube, I still like YouTube, and I still use YouTube. Just posted a video the other day. But social media For those out there, here at Genesis Communications, they have completely deplatformed Alex Jones, for example. Now, the problem is that Alex will still go on. You have not weakened him. You have made him stronger. People will come to his platform that you cannot take away. And he will continue on. You have not weakened him at all. And you can't weaken me, and you can't weaken Jones, and you can't weaken any of the other 80-some-odd hosts at Genesis Communications or anywhere out there that does what we do, simply because we own the platform. We are the platform. And I just find it amusing that, you know, while people get out there and say, well, Bill, you're going to be kicked off of this and that and the other, I don't care. Kick me off. I'll have less stuff to check per day. And I will double down on the work I do with this one. I've already got two shows. Why can't I have a third or a fourth? Or why can't I do it at another network? Or why can't I work locally somewhere? See what I'm saying? You can't stop the signal now. So for those that are out there worried about looking at a certain standard and being told, well, if you're not like this, you're not like that. Well, just remember, these posers right now that are out there saying, well, it's so sad that McCain's gone. They plan on getting rid of all of us if they get half a chance. I just don't intend to give them any chance. That which doesn't kill me will make me stronger. Remember that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957. 57 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Earlier this week, NBC reported that Senator Kamala Harris has armed LAPD escorts, even when she isn't in LA, all on the local taxpayer dime. You know, around here, Trey Gowdy had a gun pulled on himself one time because he was driving himself around. He just put his car in reverse and backed up. But then again, Trey Gowdy's not an anti-gun celebrity. Anti-gun celebrities and politicians never go anywhere without armed protection, including David Hogg. Which brings me to my question, which always manifests itself every time I see these here. Why do they think that they deserve to protect themselves and their families to the fullest extent possible, but the little people don't deserve that same right? Now, as a person here in pro-gun media, which is a very small field, a very small subset of radio broadcasting, I cite data often, and I do that for a very good reason, because data doesn't lie. Now, the way data is manipulated can be made to lie, but if you look at pure raw data, it is overwhelmingly on our side, and the data shows the truth. You and me, we care about facts. If it was a fact that the mere existence of guns made us more evil, I suspect that I would be all for getting rid of guns. But the guns don't talk to me with their voices. I want to make ethical, sound judgments based on available data. Now, what is the available data? Violent crime is down over the last 20-plus years. Gun crime and homicides are down over the same period. And that, while the United States makes up 4.5% of the population on Earth, we're accountable for only 3% of the mass shootings in the world. These things matter to me. They should matter to you. They should matter to everyone. But they don't. Enter Alyssa Milano. I was fairly close to her. I was across the street. She was at the NRA convention in Dallas. She had armed guards around her when she was there. Nobody was accosting her. She was actually in the safest place in the United States at that given time. So, moms demand attention. I'm sorry, action. And other groups, they appeal to the fear and the sadness and They act out Rahm Emanuel's famous manifesto, Don't Let Any Tragedy Go to Waste. They know that data doesn't compete with that, that emotion sways far more people than fact. They're ignorant of guns, these people, these non-knowers. So they're scared of guns. And if they're afraid of guns, then their right to feel safe trumps our right to be safe. And it comes down to just that warm and fuzzy feeling. Now, this is not me here saying I'm going to give up on facts, not at all. I think we need to keep pushing that narrative. Bring the truth to the light. Especially when it comes down to the number of self-defense uses of firearms in America. But I also think we need to add an emotional component as well. We need to make, you know, we need to get out there and have, you know, get some market people who have defended themselves and their families with firearms. Get them to do the marketing for us, especially women and minorities. The right to protect ourselves and our families is a human right. Given to all of us simply at birth, no matter our race or gender or religion or orientation or any of the things that they want to put in front of us to segregate ourselves. If you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then that life is worth protecting if you have that right to life, right? Our lives have to be the first things we protect. And that's the anti-gunners argument, but that's also, it should be ours as well. It's up to us to frame that properly because they have skewed it so perversely. Now, I am a son, a brother, a father, a grandfather, and a husband. Friend. My number one priority in life is to protect my family. My sons, my wife, my father, my mother. My friends, my grandchildren. And I'll do it, no matter the cost. Because it is my sacred duty to do so. And this is like the most basic of common sense, isn't it? I mean, but we need to frame this in a way that will resonate with the people who don't own guns. And if nothing else, we need their support. Maybe we can turn a lot of these individuals who support some gun control, but not zealots, into law-abiding gun owners. But then the question becomes, how do you do that? And on a broad scale, that's going to be hard to do. Most of your voices that you hear coming out against them live in places where they couldn't have them anyway. Coming out and saying, well, I don't even know why you got to have one. Well, okay, fine. You do not see me saying you have to carry a gun. You'll never see me saying you have to carry a gun. That is purely a decision for you to make. But, you know, hunters, target shooters, combat shooters, self-defense carriers, we all have an opportunity to be an ambassador every day. Now, according to the numbers, if you look at the numbers, it would be 1 in 3 Americans, okay? But if you actually look at the numbers and you take it in another direction, there's 80 million minors in the United States today out of 330 million people, which leaves another 250 million adults. Of those 250 million, about 150 million of us own guns. So there's more adults in the United States by 50% that own guns than do not. So it's not about one. When you get out there and you say 1 in 3, one of those numbers doesn't count because they couldn't buy one if they wanted one. It's not illegal. And we're law-abiding. But people that own guns are teachers and Sunday school teachers and ministers and Cub Scout leaders, swim coaches. Everybody. You know, everybody. They're ballet instructors. They're members of a symphony orchestra. These are all excellent ambassadors for gun rights. Everywhere. I know that in this world of boycotts and the social media outrage, some might find it risky to put yourself in the public eye. I have invited people to come to this show that I really respect in different disciplines that are not in shooting, right? but they'll say something that is just so profound, and I'll reach out to them, and they'll say, no, I can't come on there. Because if some, the people I know find out I was on there, it would have repercussions for me. I get the risk. But if we don't have some people stand up for us, for what we believe in our communities, gun control activists will continue to try to strip you of your rights. And in some cases, they will do it. They're not going to do this all at once. They're going to, you know, it's death by a thousand cuts, of course. A capacity of the magazine there, bump stock here. Waiting periods there. Raising the age to buy a 22 long rifle to 21, then to 25. It's one little law at a time. So we can keep on pushing the data drive, but we also have to worry about protecting our families. And why is it okay for you to live in a gated community with armed guards, but you think those of us who can't afford that doesn't deserve any protection at all? That's their hypocrisy and on display. Out of one side of their mouth while saying only cops need guns, out of the other side they're fighting dirty because they know they're outmanned and outgunned. And we don't have to continue to be so polite. This is a death match, not a UFC title fight. There's no rules here. We fight to win. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.